There's a place called Cunningham Park. It's where our hope can begin. 'Cause if you've got an open heart, and I've got a car, back and back, just not that far. 1,200 miles to Joplin.
You are back inside my Fix It Up Life here in the fabulous, award-winning no less.
It is an award-winning Formica booth.
Formica booth.
Yes. And it's gorgeous in here.
This place is a knockout.
Yes.
And I think we can share that opinion with two veteran designers.
Yes.
From Extreme Makeover Home Edition, who join us right now. Tracy Hudson.
Thank you.
Say
it
hello.
It is beautiful. Hello.
Morning, nice Mark. Morning, Teresa. Thank you for having us.
Oh, we love having you guys.
And
it's just like a big old cup of coffee, a pot of coffee to brighten our days.
Aw, that's sweet. Yeah, I mean, it's been so much fun. I was trying to think about the first time I first met you guys. I think it was 2 years ago at one of these builders shows. I believe it was in Las Vegas.
Pennsylvania, I think. Right?
And then, well, you came to Pennsylvania
after. Oh, yeah,
after.
We met you in Pennsylvania at a project last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we started our friendship earlier.
Yeah, and that's Tracy speaking. That's Paul DeMeo, who we haven't introduced. Paul, we'll introduce you in about an hour.
No problem.
After the show's over.
We'll let everyone
Don't worry about
it. Talk to you. You know that guy? Yeah, that was Paul. Yeah. And you can follow him on Twitter at Paul DeMeo, too. And Tracy Hudson at Tracy Hudson.
Sweet.
We do.
Yeah,
we do.
Totally.
We totally do. Yeah.
We appreciate that.
So we want to follow you into whatever's next for you guys. Have you guys, like, taken a nap yet or, like, been able to relax? Because, I mean, oh, my goodness, what a long, you know, yeah. I mean, what a long success that you guys have had with Extreme Makeover. I mean, have you even, like, rested up yet?
Really making me feel bad.
Like, seriously.
We were supposed to ask that question at the end of the interview.
No, but like,
what are we going to do?
Know,
what are you going to do with your life? You sound like my parents.
It's just like,
you know, Paul.
We've been to like four or five of the builds.
Right.
And seen you guys work and seen the schedules and seen that it's just like insane. And
it's
the coordination
intense.
And the amount of dedication that you have and putting it all out there, like, it's like, it's like medical school or something like that, you know?
We have a PhD in reality TV.
Oh, me too. For serious.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that our show, you know, shooting the pilot more than 9 years ago, I mean, it was longer than 9 years ago when we finally, you know, here we are, you know, almost a decade later, and it is. I think that I haven't truthfully processed it quite yet. I went home, I snuggled with my boys, and then, you know, we've had a couple other things such as this Builders show, so, you know, we kept in the loop with all of our friends. I mean, because it really is our family.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's, we do keep in touch, we do hang out with one another, so it'll be interesting. In a month from now, I'll get really antsy, and I'm excited to see what the next chapter is. You know, I mean, I can't help but not be optimistic because I was so blessed to be on a show for this long, and such a wonderful show at that. So I'm just hoping and praying that something wonderful happens.
Well, I'm sure it will. I mean, you guys are just, like, so beloved. I mean, seriously. And, you know, all the fans and everybody, all of the like, you know, like, fans are just coming out and trying to petition ABC and just trying to get them to just change their minds. So, you know...
If you could only read my lips right now.
But that's just like a high five to you guys. I mean, that's just such a huge compliment.
It is. It is. I mean, we went 167 countries. We are all over the world. We had people stopping by the booth yesterday talking, you know, that are from Africa that watch our show, people from Israel, people from Iraq, Afghanistan. I mean, we are in 167 countries. So it is. I mean, I hope the future holds a continual where I'm able to continue working with Tracy. Of all the people that
Aww.
I've had the opportunity to work with over the 9 years, I mean,
I would pick her too.
Yeah, it's just that it just makes, you know what I mean? I don't want to.
And then I'd want to borrow her clothes too, but you probably don't. Yeah.
Don't need to do that
okay.
so much. Gonna miss the swag.
Yeah.
Gonna miss, speaking of clothing, you know.
What,
miss
all
that.
Your fireman t-shirts? Mom?
Yeah.
I mean, hundreds and hundreds of your fireman's t-shirts, I'm sure.
Oh, all of the gear, too. Like,
guys,
the beautiful, like, Carhartt jackets and stuff.
Yeah,
you guys,
I mean, they were just in Knoxville. Yeah. You guys were in Knoxville with us.
Yeah.
You know, Mark was out there working, and
which is going to be the Thanksgiving, probably, special-ish this
year. Yes, it's the Thanksgiving special that'll air. What, 8 months from now?
Thanksgiving-ish,
which makes sense.
Yeah.
So you have to go and check it out and follow, you know, Extreme Makeover still on Facebook and on Twitter at Extreme Home to find out when that special and the other three specials are going to air in December-ish.
Yes,
or
exactly,
do the complete opposite. Don't watch them at all and let them know how bummed everyone is because they took them off the air. So there are two ways. No?
No, that's opposite. And
that's a no sign.
Paul actually has a shepherd's hook right now, pulling him off stage like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Wasn't sure which way to go with that one. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh. You're too much. Jeez.
But, you know, one of the things that fascinates me about watching you guys on TV and seeing you work on set is all, and I don't want to make this a talent show, but it's all the other talents that you have that you bring as a composite to your humanity on that show. You with perhaps missed opportunity, Tracy, as a country music star.
Or
not missed opportunity, but...
Well, thank you. I do. Paul and I are in a band together, and we practice a lot because we're on the road a lot.
All the time.
We've
moved. We've gone and
all right, so where can we hear the music?
Our new song, from Powerball, you know, the 11-year-old who sings the show. It's very cute. It's just guitar. And so we're very Zooey Deschanel and
I kind of love her.
Yeah.
What's
God. Did you
Joseph
see her
Gordon
nails
Levitt.
For the,
no, but Zooey, and she and him.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the little tuxedo.
Love her.
Is...
M Ward.
I should know the M Ward. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I see
so that we try to embrace, we try to copy everything they do.
Well, that's really a good thing.
So you're a cover band.
Totally a cover band.
Yeah, we're a cover band.
Totally a cover band.
You're going to burn out some Zeppelin right now. And
we have the Eagles, no, Desperados.
The Eagles,
in the mix.
We're going to learn Friend of the Devil. Now with the show over, you know, we're going to really, we're going to move to the darker side.
So for your show that you guys are going to do together, you guys can write the music and sing and all the whole thing for the whole thing.
The writing of the music is where we stop.
You can perform the music for...
We can perform the music.
Yes, yeah.
TimWilliams.com.
It could be a singing makeover show. Yeah, you could, like, do a musical makeover.
Totally.
There you go. Booked. Done.
Yeah. All right. I'm feeling it
there
now.
There isn't one out
it's gonna
there.
It's going to be a huge hit.
No,
there really
we...
isn't, like, a strolling guitarist going through and designing at the same time.
Right. That's how we could surprise them.
And you know what? That
would
exactly,
be surprising.
That is what we're looking for. We are looking for something like that. Kind of, you know, Extreme was huge. It was huge. You guys have seen it. You've been there.
It's like a movie set. Incredible.
People. We take over blocks. You know, we would really like to kind of pull it back a little bit. We certainly know, as you guys do, we know that this world is going to smaller square footage. We're bringing things in a lot. You know, we're not spreading out the way we were. The economy just doesn't allow us to do that. So we're trying to do something that does kind of bring it a little simpler, you know.
Yeah, pitching design shows, if you will, with that concept in mind. And keep it light and fun. I mean, you guys were in Joplin. And, you know, the fact that that was our series finale, not knowing it at the time, we all said, how are we going to continue on as a show after something this big? You know, it was really, I thought that it was fitting that, you know, that was our series finale and really just, you know, I mean, it was such an incredible experience, so.
Joplin had, now that we've been on four or five of these, Joplin had an effect on us that I couldn't see, even though we went back and we were like, wow, that was incredible, and it was magic in a bottle. And while we were there, the guys working on our team were like, when's the next one?
I know.
When can we do this again? And they hadn't slept in 20 hours.
I know. It's contagious.
And we got back, and then I helped out on the Knoxville build, and the feeling there was different. And it sort of occurred to me that in Joplin, the thing that happened to everyone. And everyone was there is game on in a way that I don't think anyone's going to see again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what a fitting end to a show that's left a place in the world better than it found it.
Yeah.
Right. And for us, it was. That was a great way to put it, Mark. I mean, you were there at Cunningham Park. Kids are playing in that park.
Oh, my God.
People are taking walks. They're strolling at sunset in that park. I mean, folks just stopped by again from Joplin that talked about Cunningham Park specifically and how people are really starting to gather there and come in. So it's for us, you know, we for two people who really do not watch what airs on Sunday night, we never did, because it is just a very small part of the week. You guys are there, so you understand that, you know, you're taking all these hours of a week and trying to put it into 43 minutes.
Right. Yeah, right. Your experience. Right.
Yeah.
There's so many stories that go untold, but are still part of our hearts, part of our souls.
What is there one, and I don't mean this in a good, better, best context. I mean, is there just one or two that have stayed with you, one or two families, one or two kids that have just, they occur to you and they're in your daily life that you think about more than others?
I definitely have one, and unfortunately, Paul wasn't on that show with me. He was shooting another show, but there was a little girl who passed away, Bowie, and she was fighting cancer at the time, and her family really needed a new house, and this 8-year-old little girl was fundraising for the other kids in the cancer ward at the hospital, and
In
Corvallis, Oregon, and I still stay in touch with her parents. She passed away a couple months after we left, but she was just so brave and so wonderful, and so I think about her a lot. She's a cutie. But that's, I mean, they're all, it's as if you have this very large photo album and you guys are a part of it. It's like the families that we surprise and get to build these homes for, they're a part of it, but it's every volunteer who helps, the design team, you know, our crew, our camera crew. It's every single person that lends a hand to making these shows happen. They're all a part of it, so. It's good stuff.
Paul's changing the subject by hand signaling to our producer, George.
Yeah. George is saying we have 3 minutes. Get 3 minutes left.
Yeah. So Paul, do 3 minutes of something awesome.
3 minutes of like the most amazing 3 minutes in your whole life.
It's funny. So. You know what? No, I got to meet the family. I got to meet the, when we did the build, Tracy was not on that build. She was in Connecticut while we were building back in Oregon, and the family came and visited. So I got to meet them. You got to hear their story, and it is. Those are the stories that stay with you. There's a place in Purdy, Missouri called Camp Barnabas, which is a camp for disabled children. And when you do those kind of builds, as in Joplin, you're not just affecting the lives of one family, but so many families. Because, you know, long after I'm gone, kids are going to be going to Purdy, Missouri. So, you know, the work you do there is kind of...
It touches generations.
It goes,
generations,
yeah, it goes a long way.
Yeah.
It goes a long way.
Wow. Before we ever stepped foot on an Extreme Makeover job site, I thought you guys had like one of the most amazing jobs ever in this kind of industry. And then going there, I got so jealous of what you guys were able to do and all the, you know, be able to dream big and make dreams come true for people that really need it. And then like everyone behind the scenes and everyone who works on the show that you don't see on camera, and how well you guys all work together and it was a family, and hugely jealous, like way more jealous than you can ever imagine. Like,
well, think of 9 years, what 9 years is. I mean, that's two college degrees. That is being together, you know, some families are, marriages don't last that long. You know what I mean?
I mean,
it is, it's a long time, and we have to be careful because we can. We can, you know, you find humor in everything, you know, in everything we see, whether it's a little girl, whatever it is, we are always, you know, because we are around it all the time, you almost become shell-shocked to it, you know? You're just, here we go again.
We
Joplin.
Through it.
We didn't stop crying. We got there, I don't remember not crying in that entire week.
Well, and we remember being moved and the emotions being powerful, but what we want to take into our break is a smile. Paul DeMeo, Tracy Hudson from Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Smiles, that's
right. And whatever's next, we'll be back in just a minute from the Formica booth at the International Builder Show with more My Fix It Up Life.
Solid out in Reno, trailed by 20 hounds. Didn't get to sleep last night till the morning came around. Said I'm running, but I'll take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight.